All right, welcome back. It is the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and Josh Peterson and Nick Grimm here with you in Las Vegas. Josh Odson back in our studio. It is MLB opening day. By the way, a couple things here. We'll get to our MLB picks and thoughts. I'm sure Josh has plenty.
I do.
Creighton has taken the floor for practice in Detroit.
Oh, I've seen some photos coming out of this.
There are pictures.
Oh, the illegal basketball team?
The illegal immigrant basketball team has made their way via the police escort to Pizza Pizza Arena. Pizza Pizza.
Your tax dollars at work, Detroit.
Do you know that there is someone who just got in their car and heard Connor say, the Creighton illegal immigrants, and is like, is Creighton about to get canceled? He's not, though. Don't worry. He's making fun of somebody else. I promise you. I promise.
And I just saw a picture. I've seen many pictures. They're posting their photo albums from practice now.
The photo. Remember that on Facebook? Photo albums?
The photo albums. Yeah. It's Daniel Kalen. I just saw one of Stephon Thompson. Remember Stephon Thompson?
I actually don't. Could you tell me more about him?
He was the transfer from Syracuse.
Oh, yes, the linebacker.
Stephon, sorry.
Yeah. No, I could be saying it wrong.
Look at him. Look at his arms. He looks big.
Oh, wow.
You see those arms?
Happer.
And big boy.
Well, we can talk about this briefly, but Nebraska has added the weird pads on their helmet, so
it's
now
for safety.
They look like tiny baby boys when they practice, like the tiny baby Buffs from last year.
Josh, have they gone soft? Has college football also now gone soft?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, you used to play for love of the game, and now you play for money and fame.
And pads on your helmets.
Oh, boy, I just saw a Royals lineup.
Oh, let's go.
The Royals?
They're tweeting out lineups? It's so early.
Well, I mean, it's Major League Baseball.
The game's not for four more hours.
I know, but it's so close.
You gotta get your sheets filled out with your scoring sheets.
Today?
Scoring sheets.
And so to transfer, transition into our topic here.
Yeah.
Today is not only Major League Baseball opening day, but more specifically, it is the day that Cole Reagan's run to the Cy Young begins.
Is he a Royals pitcher?
Yes, he is. Josh, do you know about Cole Reagan's? Anything about him?
I don't know which Josh you're talking to.
Josh, you. I'm looking at you. Josh, he pitches with his left hand.
Oh.
He was traded for Aroldis Chapman last year.
That aged well. Problematic guy.
Very, very well. I don't even know who Aroldis Chapman plays for anymore.
He's a pirate.
Good question.
He's a pirate. I love Pittsburgh. He's a Yinzer now.
Yeah.
He's a Yinzer, so that's good for him.
He's a southpaw.
Yes, southpaw.
What's the pitch that he does good with?
Well, he throws a very good fastball. It goes very fast.
What's it called when you can throw more than one pitch? Don't they have like a name if you can throw like four good ones? Is that a thing?
I mean, he's got like a four-pitch mix.
Is that what they call it?
I think most pitchers have three or four, right?
But not everybody, Nick, can do three or four like really, really good. Some of them, it's like one pitch. Remember Barry Zito's curveball?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I remember Barry Zito's curveball.
Nick, that could be a part of the other new segment, which is Nick Watches Things. Barry Zito, I don't...
There's nothing you could really show him from Barry Zito.
It'd just be a montage.
But somebody had a suggestion earlier that we should show Nick the second-to-last play in the 2014 World Series in Game 7 where Alex Gordon – well, I don't want to tell him what happens yet.
Do you want to rewatch that play?
It doesn't pain me that much.
Because they won it all in 2015?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really okay.
I wish he would have gone. That would have been cooler.
I do not wish he would have gone, but
– they lost, though.
We don't want to give Nick any preconceived notions on what happened
Sorry,
in that
Nick,
game.
Sorry, Nick, ignore what I just said.
I didn't hear anything.
Remove it from the record.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So just to give you some background here.
On the baseball.
Baseball.
You look at the American League Cy Young odds.
Yeah, where's your guy Cole at?
Cole Reagan's is currently...
Is he related to Ronald?
No, it's
different,
spelled differently.
Reagan's.
Stick
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. He dropped the S. I apologize to the commenters on YouTube.
Also, there's just an A for Cole Reagan's. R-A-G-A-N-S. Reagan's.
Oh, not Regan.
He is plus 1,400.
That's not bad, 14-1.
To win the Cy Young.
Okay.
Now we also have Tarik Skubal, who...
Is he also a Royal?
Josh Odson. No, he's not a Royal, but he's a Tiger.
Oh, Josh's notebook. I love Josh's notebook.
Are you picking Tarik Skubal to win the Cy Young?
Fifth best odds, plus 1,000. Yeah, three zeros.
Now, why? Tell me why. Why do you guys like this guy?
Because we're always happy for Tarik Skubal.
We're always happy for Tarik.
Because it's a fun name?
Skubal. It is a fun name. Nobody really knows about the Tigers. Nobody knows about Tarik Skubal that much. And they're about to know, which brings us to my first prediction.
Okay.
I believe the Detroit Tigers will win the AL Central this year.
Wow.
And not the Kansas City Royals.
Pretty bold take.
A good take.
I like that take, Haber.
The Tigers via the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Tigers are sneaky, going to be sneaky good this season.
FanGraphs, boy.
Yeah, that's what they say.
80.5 is their win total. They are plus 380 to win the division. They are plus 170 to make the playoffs. I like them all. I like Detroit.
So why? What is it about? So they got this Tariq guy.
Scoobles. He also throws with his left hand. Mm-hmm. They supplemented with some older veteran players who should be okay.
Is Cabrera still on the Tigers?
He is not. He is gone. R.I.P. Miggy.
Yeah.
He has actually been quite the anchor for them the last couple. Anchor in a bad way.
Oh, a bad anchor.
They
breaks all the time.
They put him in the lineup and
anchor away.
He's not really going to do anything. And he can't run and he can't really play defense. And so you get that out of there. It's full on Spencer Torkelson time.
Torkelson.
He's going to hit torque bombs.
What? What's up with all these names?
I love these names.
It's the Torkel boys.
I am picking the Detroit Tigers to win the AL Central.
Who was the Tigers manager back when they made the World Series?
Jim Leland.
Do they have that guy still?
No. He's still ripping heaters somewhere.
He's still alive, though?
I believe so.
He says, see, smoking is okay. That's his bit, take.
Yeah, so I'm picking the Tigers. Mostly because, I mean, you could do process of elimination in the Central. Like, the White Sox have the longest odds besides the Rockies and
the A's,
and the A's to make the playoffs.
Well, it's a tough look for Mike Schaefer. I thought that you would side with his Guardians of Cleveland.
No.
No, I don't even think Mike Schaefer likes the Guardians anymore.
He hates them. He hates their owners. Nick, what does the FanGraphs pod have to say about the Guardians these days?
I think they did their preview of the Guardians before
you were up FanGraphs. Okay.
Did you subscribe to FanGraphs? Or do you just get their free stuff?
The free stuff. I listen to their pod, Wild, and then I read their free stuff.
All right. These are probably going to be pretty popular picks, but in the American League, divisional winners, Blue Jays, Tigers, and Stros.
Obviously.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they still bang the trash cans.
People forget the Rangers won the World Series last year.
They did win the World Series. All the people that I follow in Dallas were like, what a great moment for this city. Maybe the Cowboys will also have a great moment for the city.
You are handshake memeing with Mike Schaefer, by the way. He also picked the Tigers.
Did he?
Wow, did he really?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty popular pick, I think, because
of the
absence.
Oh, I thought you were going on an island, the way you were describing it at first.
I mean, I feel like it's a little ballsy, but, I mean, I think there's also nobody else to pick in the Central.
Right. I think the people who are in the know are picking the Tigers.
Am I in the know?
You do like baseball.
And then, just for reference, guys, there are three other teams in the American League that will make the playoffs. Three more. There's three, and then there's three more.
That's so many teams.
It is a lot of teams.
So 12 teams make the playoffs now.
Yes, it's way too many teams, and that's how we got a Diamondbacks-Rangers World Series last year.
Not very memorable.
Which did indeed happen. And so we can go process of elimination there. Oakland, kick them out.
They're gone.
The Angels, kick them out. They're going to be bad.
Nick likes the Angels as a Ewing theory candidate.
I do.
Interesting. I would like to hear more on this theory in just a moment. It probably is going to be heavy AL East again.
You think so?
Well, I mean,
the Yankees.
The Yankees should be okay, even though Gerrit Cole is going to miss the first couple months of the season. I think Boston's going to suck. And so in the absence of good teams, there's always the Rays.
There is.
There's always the Rays.
And when you have bad teams, that means more winnable games for the other teams in the division.
And then there's Baltimore, who many people like as a World Series team this year. They're minus 240 to make the playoffs. They're plus 200 to win the division, second best odds behind the Yankees. And so you can go with Texas or Seattle in the West. And then I think I like to pick Tampa in there. And then I think I like Baltimore still, although I'm not totally in on them as like a World Series front runner type of team. So I guess my extra playoff teams, my wild card playoff teams in the American League are going to be Tampa, Baltimore, and Texas.
Okay.
Connor, who did you have winning the West?
Houston.
Okay.
The Stros, the trash can.
Are you disagreeing with that, Josh? Do you have somebody else?
I got to write these down for
graphic purposes.
Yeah.
Now look at this comment from Andrew on the YouTube.
What does Andrew write?
Hi, Andrew.
Look at the read that comment, Josh.
Casey Mize, Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Torque and Meadows and Scooball all going to be studs for the Tiggies this season. But no love for the Twins in the Central this season, guys. Come on now.
No,
LOL.
No.
My uncle is a Twins fan. He is probably saying, I'm never listening to the Connor Happer show again.
Sorry.
Corporate Dan is a Twins fan. I wonder how he feels.
All right. Now I definitely want to root against the Twins.
Corporate Dan was
he's a Twins and a Packers fan?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's weird. Doesn't feel like that should be legal.
He was really chirping like the first week of the season last year when the Twins played the was like
classic.
Royals are 0-3. Ha 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 ha.
I can hear Dan saying that.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my teams in the America. Any AL takes, Josh?
I think it'd be interesting if the Yankees were good, just because then that means the TV ratings are up.
They have Juan Soto. They have Aaron Judge.
Is he back? Is he good again?
Judge?
Yeah. Because he took a bit of a step back last year. He was hurt a lot, right?
Yeah, he also got hurt a bit in spring training.
They have three of the biggest stars in the game, but there's questions about all of their health.
What about the Mariners? We haven't talked about the Mariners. Are the Mariners going to be good?
The Mariners could be in there.
I want the Mariners to be good. I will be visiting Seattle in about a month.
Not eating crickets,
but we'll be watching baseball.
They'll be in the mix.
Seattle, that's where they
we'll go there. Sure. Yeah, we'll go to the fish market, definitely. Nick, and having some craft beer.
Nick, yes. Why don't you go ahead and expand on your Ewing Theory Angels take.
Yeah.
All right, so about a month or so ago, The Athletic, I don't remember the author because I didn't save the article. But
wow.
They wrote about the Angels and their spring training post-Shohei Ohtani. And all the players are like, yeah, it's weird. We went from having all these paparazzi and press around us all the time to basically nothing. It's like a ghost town. Meanwhile, the Dodgers, similar thing, it's Dodgers now with Ohtani in spring training, they have all that media attention again. So I think just from not having that extra bit of distraction, the Angels are going to be slightly better this year than they were last year.
Interesting. So less pressure makes them better.
Does that amount to a playoff team, Nick?
I don't think it amounts to a playoff. Okay. It would be funny if it did. Well, I don't know. The playoff did expand. Nothing matters anymore.
Jacob writes in,
yeah,
Jacob
Bigelow,
Happer not expecting the Orioles to get the "but the owner sold the team and then died" bump.
That is true. He did die.
May he rest in peace.
And we will likely be seeing Mr. Holiday at some point this season, Jackson.
Oh, remember, you think they're going to – but they put him in the triples, didn't they? You think they're going to call him up?
Triples
point,
are best.
The triples. They put him in the triples. Josh, do you remember Matt Holiday?
I do, yeah.
He has a son.
What's his name? Bill.
Jackson
with an X. Holiday.
No.
Whoa, that's not what I expect from Gen Z.
I don't think it's an X. Josh Odson, you might be able to check on that for
either.
Me. I think it's just a regular old Jackson.
I had a dog named Jackson with an X, but that was a dog.
Correct.
Shouldn't be named that.
A lot of people name their dogs Jax.
No
yeah,
X.
Yeah, we did. Jackson, oh, may that dog rest in peace. Jax was a great dog. Never would have hated him.
I like dogs. Dogs are fine, I should say.
Wow. What a take. Dogs are fine.
In the National League, I'm not zagging on the Dodgers. I'm
how many wins are they going to have?
The Dodgers' win total
is
102.5. One win better than the Atlanta Braves doing the chop.
So, Nick, did you know that the – hey, that guy is going to get mad at you on YouTube. Did you know, Nick, that the Seattle Mariners own the record for the most wins ever in a regular season? They won 116 games.
That's a lot of games to win.
They didn't win the World Series. They didn't even attend the World Series that year.
Nope.
That was 2001.
That was Josh's favorite baseball season, the one with Byung-Young Kim.
Oh, Scott Brosius.
The one after 9/11 happened.
The 9/11 season.
That was Yankees-Diamondbacks World Series.
Very famous World Series. Do the Dodgers challenge the Mariners? That's why I brought them up. Will they challenge 116? Will they challenge 110?
That's so many wins.
It's so many wins.
That's so many wins. I feel like I can't predict that.
Josh, do you want to predict it?
I do not.
Wow, you guys are soft.
How do we feel about Yamamoto? Because on the game in Korea, it looked like he had the yips, but they're stuck with him for, like, what, 10 years?
Are you calling him Yipamoto?
I think I might be calling him
Is that problematic? Are we allowed to say that?
The yips?
No, Yipamoto.
He has the yips, just to be clear.
Yes, I know what the yips.
That's what Nick is saying.
He's of the yips.
So the Dodgers
– allowing six runs in the first inning is a lot.
It's early, Nick.
It's a bad start.
It's early in the season.
Certainly a bad start. I like the Dodgers in the West. I'm not zagging on the Braves either in the East. They are minus 280 to win their division. By the way, the Dodgers are minus 550 to win the West.
What's their playoff odds?
You have
odds?
To bet $550 to get $100.
They're the best team.
The Dodgers are minus 5,000 to make the playoffs.
What are they to miss the playoffs?
That's a good question. I'm sure that's on there somewhere. You could really zag if you wanted
to. That would be amazing. You're just like, the world will blow up and they'll miss the playoffs.
And I will be selecting the Chicago Cubs.
Oh,
Me too, Connor.
Tell John. Don't tell John.
Wow. The Chicago Cubs are going to win the National League Central. There goes our camera. Over there. We're just getting on a little tablecloth going this morning, which is nice. Actually, you probably can't see that on the
screen.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't have it. It looks cleaner this way right now.
And then for the other playoff teams in the National League, there's this interesting thing brewing with the Padres, the Giants, and the Diamondbacks, where basically the sportsbooks think this the same about all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, these are the same teams. One of them, maybe two of them, probably make the playoffs, and then you go from there.
Probably
and
two.
I tend to like the Giants in that scenario.
Okay.
I think the Giants are a playoff team this year. It is an even year. After all,
famously, they won their World Series in even years.
Even
10,
year.
12, 14, one World Series in all those years. They were a little down last year. I like the Giants with a couple late signings there as well. And then you need an extra team from the East, unless you don't, Josh. Thoughts on an extra team from the East?
Oh, what about Michael Sevier's Mets?
I have the Phillies in.
You have the Phillies.
Bryce Harper.
Josh loves Bryce Harper.
I do
what
not.
About the guy with the nasty hair? Is he still around?
He is. Bronson Marsh. Or
can we have him stop having the nasty
Why
hair?
Why are you so anti-nasty hair sports professionals?
He is pretty gross.
Yeah, he is, because it's gross, Nick. Who? Remember the person in the Bible, Samson?
Jake.
Do you know the story of Samson?
Yeah, he had long hair, and then he cut his hair, then he was
His
back.
Wife cut it off, if I remember right, from the parable.
Oh, women.
Nick. Let's cut off Bronson's hair. Let's do that as a bit. Wakes up and he doesn't have his hair anymore.
But then all his power is gone.
Well, that's a bummer for him.
I will be mega triggered if Trey Turner wins the MVP this year, because I bet that last year and it went away immediately.
Brandon Marsh got hurt.
And then he got hot at the end of the season, and I got even more triggered because of that. But yeah, I think the Phillies are going to be a playoff team as well. So that's another one, and then you need one more.
And
there's this other thing brewing in the Central where
Pittsburgh.
You could select Pittsburgh, although they have
Milwaukee.
the fifth best odds in that division.
Not the fan base that we all hate.
How about Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Red Stockings?
I would like that.
I hate the Reds.
Ellie is fun to watch.
Yes. Ellie De La Cruz. So those are my six NL teams.
By the way, some responses. First of all, I did look up the Dodgers to miss the playoffs plus 1,300.
Amazing.
13-1 odds if you'd want to do that.
You'd be betting on a Shohei Ohtani lifetime ban.
John would be so over the moon if they missed the playoffs.
Do you think that everybody's a little too high on the guaranteed playoff berth for the Dodgers?
Because they're always in the playoffs.
No.
Well, I mean, it's so easy to make the playoffs now.
It's fair.
You will get this. You will get this.
You will definitely get this.
Ohtani gets banned from baseball today, they still have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, they still have the same roster that's
they
always good
Mookie.
Anyway. Yeah. Michael Sevier has asked, have you ever tried betting the exact order of a finish in a division in Major League Baseball?
Those are fun.
I've done that a couple times. It's pretty fun.
Those are super fun. Yes, because then you have to – because they always change dramatically in September. Mm. The fifth-place team will go to third place. As I have experience, the Kansas City Royals do that every single year.
He also had takes on the story of Samson, and Charles writes, Bible radio.
Hashtag Bible talk.
Topic alert.
Topic alert.
Connor, you want my props?
Yeah, hit me, Josh.
Okay. Let's see. NL Cy Young, Spencer Strider. He's the favorite, plus 380. That's a pretty good payday betting the favorite. You don't get that a lot.
No, you don't.
AL Rookie of the Year. Every analyst seems to think it's a lock. Wyatt Langford, plus 250 for the Rangers.
I was just think, a mere months ago, I was talking to Wyatt Langford at the College World Series, and now people are picking him for the Rookie of the Year.
This bet is plus 1,400. The Atlanta Braves score one run every game before the All-Star break.
Wait, say this again?
No way, Josh.
One run
shut out.
From the Atlanta Braves every game before the All-Star break.
And what's the payout on that one?
Plus 1,400. They were shut out twice before the All-Star break last year.
What a fun bet.
That is such a fun bet.
This is why we like sports betting.
Well, I was telling Nick about Nerfies yesterday. Have you, Josh, do you know about Nerfies?
No.
So you can bet on whichever game you'd like. It's called NRFI, No Runs First Inning.
Oh, what a way
yes,
to play.
I've seen this and heard about
and
this.
And so all you got to do is get six outs. No runs allowed, and that's a cash bet for you.
Not a lot of time investment. Like, you don't have to watch a whole baseball game.
Oh, that's my kind of gambling on baseball.
Yeah, it's like football and baseball, except for short.
Sweet, I don't have to watch it, and I can win.
Nerfies sound fun.
I have,
let's do some Nerfies today.
I have the Nerfy boys.
I got one more prop for you, Connor. This is your wheelhouse. Over 29.5 home runs for our baby boy, young Bobby Witt Jr.
I like that.
It's -113, but, like, you're going to win. You're going to win.
And I actually like Bobby to hit like 35 this year.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's going to have a jump in production. And over 41.5 stolen bases for our young baby boy.
Yeah, that's a lock. He's going to steal 60.
Lock.
-120.
Ka-chunk. He's going into Acuna territory this year.
Ronald?
Yes.
Bob is.
Reagan?
No, not Cole Reagan's. Bobby Witt Jr. is going into
Ronald
Acuna territory.
30-40 minimum from Bobby this year.
I'm a little interested in Bobby Witt Jr. to win the American League MVP plus 1,800. In order to do that, the Royals will probably have to win about 75-ish games, which seems hard. It seems a little hard. But Bobby's going to have some big-time production.
One guy from the Athletics said they'd win the Central in their predictions today.
Why do they pair home runs and steals together?
In what?
Like when they say somebody's a 30-30 player.
Oh! Because it's unique.
Okay. Yeah.
So like Adam Dunn, who would hit like 50 home runs a year, was stealing zero bases.
Okay.
He launched the ball.
He
played for the Reds.
Ball. He struck out every time and then homered in all the times
he
didn't strike
out. He was an original three true outcome kind of guy.
He was. Good take, Josh.
Wow. I've just been confused because they don't seem like they're related. Because if you're getting home runs, you're not getting steals.
Because they require a large level of skill to have. Like Barry Bonds, he has a bunch of he's the only 700 whatever.
Yeah.
You know, guy,
yeah.
Because he hit 700.
Usually they call those five tool players.
Oh. See, that's what I was kind of asking about the pitcher with the pitches. Billy Bean.
Yes.
He was a five tool player.
He was.
If you've read
prospect.
Moneyball, you would know that. Great book.
Or watch
I
a movie.
I did watch Moneyball. I like Moneyball.
The book's better.
Okay.
Nick, do you know all the five tools?
Oh.
Like the types of pitches?
No, nope.
The tool. When they refer to a guy as a five tool player, what are the tools that they are referring to?
I'm unsure.
Okay, all right. So, hit.
Okay.
That's batting average.
Just
basically.
Being able to hit the ball.
Yes.
Hit for power.
Okay.
Strength.
Hit for contact.
That's hit.
That's hitting.
Okay. That's it. Hit for power. Defense. Mm-hmm. Speed.
Okay.
And
what is the fifth one? Rats. Otson.
Yeah, I maybe lump two together.
No, I think that you got I think you have four of them.
Hitting for power, hitting for average, fielding ability, throwing ability, running speed.
Oh, throwing ability.
So yeah,
you combine defense together.
Yeah, yeah.
So the ability to actually get the ball and the ability then to make the play.
Yes. Say Bobby Witt Jr., Ronald Acuna, both five tool players.
Mm.
Juan Soto, maybe a five tool player.
Willie Mays.
Mays, a five tool player.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes. No, he was more of a.
He was like a one-tool guy. He just ran.
Fast. Very fast.
Can't believe Happer is calling his favorite player a tool.
And five of them,
I'm calling him 5X tool. Julio Rodriguez, five-tool player. Mike Trout, five-tool player. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., not a five-tool player.
No. Sorry, Vlad.
No.
Okay, that's baseball talk.
What a great segment.
Here on opening day.
I had fun.
I feel like you enjoyed it.
I did. I get to ask questions.
Baseball.
A lot of people talking about MLB The Show.
No takes on that one.
Comments.
I've been having fun with it.
I have too.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it so far.
I am so far 1-5 with the Rockies.
In the 2 days I've been home since that game came out, I played it both days.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you'll be home again someday.
Maybe.
I was almost 2-4 with the Rockies, but I gave up a lot of runs in the bottom of the ninth.
Don't want to do that.
We don't have pitchers.
Stay tuned. In about an hour, we'll talk to Michael Bruntz.
Oh, awesome. I was wondering what time things were.
We'll get his takes on football practice and things of that nature. And then in 2 hours, we'll talk to Jacob Padilla. We'll talk some Creighton basketball with him and plenty more as well. Speaking of Creighton, we're going to do a Creighton segment today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going to do a Creighton segment.
I have a question for you about Creighton today, or tomorrow, I guess, whenever we get to it.
Okay.
It's in regards to one of our emailers into the Equitable Bank inbox, yeah. which is a place that you can contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of emails, sign up for 1620 the email at 1620thezone.com.
Or the text line.
Or
you
the
don't
text
have to
line.
Sign up for that. You could just text it.
Yeah, we do have a couple of texts.
402-951-1620, 42 degrees source hotline. You can call it, too.
Rick says, Cubs, Bears, Bulls for $50 all to win the championship.
Yikes.
Rick, don't do that. That sounds stupid. A text from the 402, Chapman plays for his mom.
Josh, do you understand what he's talking
should
about?
Should I have not read that?
No, it's a good one. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
There was a – I'll have you look this up during the break. Nick, have you seen this video?
Which video?
The video of Aroldis Chapman that has gone viral.
No, I haven't.
All right, so both of you guys during the break.
Maybe we could watch this live on the air. It could be Josh and Nick watch something. Or do we need to watch it with sound on?
No, I don't think you need sound.
Is not required.
I'll have you look up what Aroldis Chapman is most recently famous for.
Uh-oh.
Most recently famous for.
Very, very exciting. All right, okay. We're here at Stadium Swim Circa in Las Vegas. We will return with more on the other side on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show.
Who's pitching tonight?
Yu Darvish, having a great year.
The Connor Happer Show.
I know about that guy.
On 1620 The Zone.
What a mess.